Blackstone Audio presents The Remains of Company D, A Story of the Great War by James Carl Nelson.
July 19, 1918, Soissons, France. And the bullets so thick now they split the wheat chaff, swirling and twirling and flitting before drifting languidly to earth like a shower of gold, down, down over his head onto his body, where he presses his face into the wheat and prays, Jesus Christ, oh Jesus Christ. Snipers in the trees, in the tall pleasant green poplars at the edge of the road, and sharply angling missiles from the machine guns spear the air and then plummet, kicking up tiny black tornadoes of earth and spouting quiet crimson geysers when they catch one of the poor dumb sons of bitches lying here next to him, waiting for the thing, waiting to go over. Just overhead and impossibly close, the staccato hum of a blood-red Hun plane, a raptor seeking its prey, looking for movement among the brown forms hugging the wheat, and then the oncoming cowling, winking, becoming larger, and the sharp puffs of dirt and chaff. Then a shadow, and Sorensen standing over him, and, oh Jesus Christ, a whistle, shrill and piercing, get up, you sons of bitches, you bastards, get up and move out, we're going over, and this is it, and can he stand, and can he move? And then a roar, cackling and dry from scores of parched throats, quickly drowned out in the rising pup-pup-pup of the machine guns, and the thing is on. And he runs now, left foot, right foot, through the dangling yellow-golden stalks, chasing his own shadow, longer now in the late afternoon's glow. And he can make out the long, dark tip of his bayonet hovering over his left shoulder as he chases it east. And running now, double-timing, and from the corner of his right eye he can just make out the dark form of one of the boys, and then suddenly he's just gone. And in the dazzling light something shiny and glimmering and glinting over there on the left, and oh, Jesus Christ, the machine guns. He's at the road now. And he's climbing up and over and stumbling atop the bodies of the poor doughboys killed that morning. The bodies swelling already in the hot July sun. And he stumbles for a moment and then slides headfirst to the other side into the ditch, and then up again panting, and he chokes once on the dust in his throat and the sweat coursing through his clothing and panting, his heart pounding, and he can see the boys spreading over the dry plain, beginning to glow like cheap red wine in the setting sun, and he tries to follow, tries to catch them, and
One. A Doughboy.
He never made it to Bearsy. Hell.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?